Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Hannah Thompson Weeman of the Animal Agriculture Alliance. We're back with Hannah in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, December 5th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Channel 997 SLA TV and SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time, offering 29,000 head, 3,700 yearling steers, 3,800 yearling heifers, and 19,000 head of weaned calves. For details of when a lot will sell, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call us 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
On a regular basis, the Animal Agriculture Alliance tracks and attends some of the meetings going on by anti-animal agriculture groups. Hannah Thompson Weem, with Vice President of Communications for the Animal Agriculture Alliance, says they've done that again here in the fall of 2019.
Each year, the Animal Ag Alliance attends and produces reports from several different animal rights conferences because we think it's really important for the industry to understand what's happening now as well as what may be coming next to impact their businesses. One of the big focuses of this year and an interesting part of the conversation is this focus on the environmental impact of animal agriculture. So as we know, it's getting broader than just discussions around animal welfare, but this year it was pervasive throughout the conference, a discussion about the impact that eating meat has on the environment and ways the activist movement can use that as a talking point to encourage people not to support the industry and not to eat meat. So activist groups believe that the world is going to end in 2026 if everyone doesn't go vegan. And that is what they used as kind of a call to action and used to promote to people that they shouldn't support the industry. So the environmental side was a huge focus for this year. Again, we kind of knew that was happening, knew that might be coming, but I think we're going to continue to see discussion and emphasis on the environmental impact just as much, if not more, than animal welfare into the future. There was also a call for more undercover video campaigns. So this year has already been a pretty difficult one, especially in the dairy industry with what happens with Fair Oaks and Fairlife Farms. And the activist groups want to see more of that. They believe those undercover video campaigns are big fundraisers for them, as well as getting them some media attention to their cause. So they were really encouraging their followers to amp up those efforts, and not even just videos, but what they call surveillance of farms. So driving by farms, parking outside, filming from the road, they want their followers to do that all across the country. And lastly, the focus on pressuring restaurant and retail brands. There were a lot of very specific conversations about very specific brands. They actually had attendees write really nasty birthday cards to the CEO of a major restaurant chain with animal rights messaging in them that they were going to mail to his home. And that's just one example of a tactic they talked about how they were going to target our customers and make them feel like they shouldn't support and sell our products either.
Hannah, you mentioned these anti-animal agriculture groups spending a lot of time to try to get surveillance videos. How does a farm, how does a ranch protect themselves?
Well, our first recommendation, the thing we all need to be doing first, is making sure we are being beyond reproach. So we know these groups are more than willing to make things up, so we can't give them any ammunition. So we've got to make sure everything we're doing on our farms, everything employees are doing on our farms, is up to par. So having programs in place, standards in place, operating procedures, things like that, and really have that culture and commitment to animal welfare be so ingrained in your business that if anything did happen that shouldn't be, it will be reported to you and you could handle it right away. But unfortunately, you can do everything right and be doing all of those things and still be targeted by a group that's paying someone to go on your farm and try to capture things they can ultimately use against you. So we do need to be very cautious when it comes to hiring. And it's really not even just hiring anymore. Anyone that wants to come on your farm, someone who wants to visit, they say they're a college student and they want to tour, or they're looking for a job, you know, you've got to be very careful and vet anyone who's going to get access to your operation. So when it comes to hiring, and I know it can be difficult to get labor on farms, I know sometimes we're kind of desperate, but you have to have a formal process. You have to have some checks in place because sometimes a simple Google search would have prevented a lot of these situations. So make sure you are asking the right questions, looking for red flags, and if something makes you uneasy, explore it further and don't hire that person.
Hannah Thompson Weeman, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 38th Annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl Competition, Saturday, December 7th at noon at the Atoka Livestock Auction. Selling 60 breeding-aged bulls, limousine and limb flex, mostly black polled. To view an online catalog, go to www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. The Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl Competition, Saturday, December 7th at Atoka Livestock Auction.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.